You're listening to the Inspire Excellence Podcast, recorded at the BVA headquarters with your hosts, Troy McClain and Tommy Ahlquist. Each episode is focused on shedding new light on different perspectives to create dialogue that inspires excellence.
Hey, everybody, this is Troy McClain and Tommy Ahlquist with another exciting episode with Inspire Excellence. And I got to lead right away with, this is a young lady that came out. You like how I said young lady?
I love that, yeah.
Young lady with years of experience that came out with a phenomenal nonprofit that we're going to talk about. This is Colleen Braga. And Colleen Braga currently runs the Boys and Girls Club of Ada County. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, Colleen, thanks for having.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Tommy's the one that brought your mission, vision, and purpose.
Well, you've been on with us before with a couple of the other nonprofits. And first of all, thank you for all you do.
Oh,
it's many people out there who are listening already know you or probably already participated in a lot of what you do. But we're really excited about having you here today because we're working with you on a new project. But before we get into that, I think it would be good for those who may not be familiar with your organization. Can you just give us a little bit of a rundown about you? And then a little bit about Boys and Girls Club, and then we'll talk about what we're up to.
And I'm going to do a technical adjustment real quick. I just want to make sure the mic is close enough to your... Yeah. There you go.
Good. Well, thank you for having me today. I'm always excited to talk about the Boys and Girls Club. It is near and dear to my heart. My kids were members when I was a single parent many years ago, and I saw from the perspective of a single struggling parent the kind of impact that a club can have, not only on a kid's life, but on a family. Mm-hmm. So I've been with the clubs for 25 years, 15 years here with our Ada County organization. And we serve about 4,000 kids at 7 program locations throughout Ada County.
Wow.
And I would say most of them are low income.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all are at risk. You know, we had some conversation earlier today about, you know, what it means to be at risk. And really, there are many reasons that kids fall into that category. But we charge just $25 for an after school membership. And it allows kids to come to our organization every day after school from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. And while they're there, they have adult mentors that work with them. Mm-hmm. They have programs that they can participate in and opportunities. And it's a safe place. And first and foremost, that's what the club provides. It's a safe place for kids, all kids.
Well, I don't know about you. As a young man, I am a graduate of the Boys Club. I participated many times in Boys Club activities in Anchorage, Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska, in Kalispell, Montana, and then, of course, in Spokane, Washington. So the Boys Club, back in the 80s, they called it Latchkey Kids.
Yeah.
And so they're like, well, Latchkey Kids, but they needed a place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're still called Latchkey Kids.
Are they really?
Yeah. Any kid that would go home with, you know, to an empty home is basically a Latchkey Kid.
I remember when that terminology came out and there was a push to be involved in the Boys Club. And I thought it was phenomenal.
That's awesome.
I'm a huge fan.
So the other thing that I love, maybe you could just touch on, is your programming is off the charts. So for anyone that hasn't visited, I'm sure people can come volunteer or just tour or get to know more. And I know you have your big auction coming up, but talk a little bit about the programming and then how you're funded and the importance of community involvement.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we try to provide, you know, a wide variety of program opportunities for kids. So even the kids who might not think that there's something there, find something of meaning to them at the Boys and Girls Club. You know, we have academic support programs, our homework help and tutoring. We have technology programming. Wow. We have a teen center that's the teens are working in, you know, working to become leaders through our junior staff program. But they also volunteer in the community. They plan and execute volunteer projects.
Mm-hmm.
We have arts and crafts, performing arts. Every day, every single day that the club is open, we have a wonderful nutrition program. All kids after school get a full supper when they get in. And then if they're still there at 6:30 in the evening, they get a free snack. But every meal and snack has a fresh fruit and vegetable component so that kids are developing habits in good nutrition. So pretty much, you know, we have sports. We offer our kids rush soccer, Y ball, flag football. It's all free to the kids. It's all community supported. Everything that we do, you know, like I said, it's $25 for an annual membership fee. Well, clearly to provide what we provide. It takes a lot more money than that. And so one of the things that I love about the clubs is we're not government supported, taxpayer dollars. We are not fee based. We are completely community supported. We're proud of that. And this is a great community to be running a nonprofit, I have to say.
I know you and Tommy have had prior conversations, and of course, you guys surprised me today with a very big announcement. But before we get into that, you mentioned being a single mom. You mentioned which really resonates with me as a son of a single mother. Is that what your passion that drove you to get involved in the Boys and Girls Club of America? What got you to your destiny?
You know, it's funny, when my kids went to the club, I didn't really know. You know, it's funny when you're living kind of in crisis mode, there's probably a lot of things that you don't fully, you know, aren't really cognizant
of. You're surviving. Yeah.
You're surviving. And I didn't know how the club did it. I had no idea. And I don't think I ever questioned it, but it was just a godsend to me. And so anyway, I was working in mortgage banking years ago, and I ended up taking a voluntary layoff because they had to make some decisions. And I was able to, my husband was had a job, and I was able to do that. Well, he ended up losing, now this is a long story, he ended up losing his job. And so I, you know, went back on my administrative skills and said, you know what, while you're finding a job, I'll go take a part-time position. It ended up being, I answered an ad in the newspaper for an executive assistant. And they didn't say where it was, but it happened to be the Santa Ana Boys and Girls Club in Orange County, California. Wow. And so anyway, it was my job there was really in the fundraising. We did an annual campaign. We did special events and all that. So I kind of, you know, I told Tommy this. I really believe sometimes when you're going the direction you need to be, the doors open for you. And I found that my whole life and career, that when things are right, there's other factors that
we call that. Hey, what's the chance of that happening?
100%,
right?
100%.
Right. So, I mean, that it was not intentional. And, you know, I certainly found out how Boys and Girls Clubs are funded, you know, after working there. But that club happened to be in one of the most dangerous parts of Orange County. There were about 36 territorial gangs within a 5-mile radius of that club. But the one thing in that community is, you know, all the tagging and all the stuff that went on, the club was never tagged. It was never vandalized in any way. And it's because it was protected by the community. Yeah. And even the older brothers and all that knew that that's where their younger brothers and sisters went, and you leave the club alone.
Neutral.
So it was a neutral territory in the middle of the worst neighborhood in Orange County.
Tommy, this, you and I were just having a conversation last week with Scott about leading with our weakness.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of you talking about with your grandmother, just going, you know how you get out of it? You just do that one more thing. I just want you to kind of paraphrase that and tie it into, because that sounds like you just did that one more thing that opened the door to
power. Yeah. And oftentimes it's that we were talking in one of our other podcasts about my grandmother, who I was complaining one time that I was tired and I didn't have enough energy to do everything or balance everything in my life. And she says, that's because you're living life by lists, and you need to get, when you're tiredest at the end of the day, and just do one more thing and let God kind of direct your path and you'll see the doors open. And that's kind of the way it is several times. Well, one of the things I want to kind of shift to with you is this community is blessed by you, and anyone that knows the success of the club here, you do a phenomenal job. And so first of all, thank you. I mean, it's, a few years ago, I was able to help Mayor Tammy raise some money for the Meridian Club to do their addition. And you just can't leave that place without just being inspired beyond belief. You have your auction coming up. It's an annual event. It's your biggest event. Talk to us a little bit about that, and then I'm going to dig right into why you're here. But tell us about the auction first so I don't forget.
The Wild West Auction for Kids.
Yes.
It is our biggest fundraiser. It raises about a third of our fundraising need each year. So that's a big deal.
Wow.
So last year we raised about $820,000 in a one night event. So yeah, it's pretty crazy, but it's Western themed. It's a lot of fun.
I'll fit right in.
Live auction. Yes, you will. Live auction, silent auction. And then we do a pure paddle up where we ask people to sponsor kids from the $10,000 level down to, you know, $100. And
right.
that takes probably 20 minutes with the amount of people that are, we raised, I think, close to $300,000 in just pure donations through that last year. So we rely heavily on it. We love volunteers. We love people that are listening. If you have great item ideas or you want to buy a table or a sponsorship, please call.
what item ideas? Two questions. What item ideas work the best so that our viewers and listeners and watchers can think about that? And then where do we find
sure.
you?
Sure. So, you know, for live auction items, it's experiences, things that people can't just go and buy.
Got it.
So an evening with Troy McClain, you know, there's a, right?
$1.
So really looking at, you know, those kind of fun things that you can't buy, you know.
Yeah.
But we also do a silent auction and an online auction. So really anything down to a gift card or, you know, a basket of some sort, you know, wine for our wine wall. We take it all.
Make
good use of it.
Okay, let's get into what's happened over the last couple of weeks because you inspired the heck out of me.
Good.
And we just had our first board meeting today. And we'll start with the story for those listening and then kind of get to the point here. But so Troy McClain, your motto in life, and it's frankly been one of the most inspiring. You've become one of my best friends, but it's inspire, uplift, and serve. Mm-hmm. And you say it all the time. And so this year we're doing the podcast and Troy has this idea. He's like, you know, there's so many incredible people out there. We ought to take this one level more, right? We do the podcast, which is great, but why don't we have an event where we highlight people in those three categories, inspire, uplift, and serve. And I'm going to let you tell us your side of it here in a minute. But anyway, we have wanted to be able to connect another passion of ours, which is how do we take teenagers that are maybe struggling out there, that are trying to find ways into careers, and how do we figure that out? Well, Troy comes up with this idea with the event. We get rolling pretty hard. We like, let's get a board together. And then I have a meeting with Colleen and it's like the magic happened, right? So before we get to the magic, the whole theme of our event will be a lunchtime event on May 30th. And we have a website
May 13th.
May 13th.
May 13th.
Absolutely. May 13th. Website's up and anyone can go visit. We'd love to have any of our listeners come attend this first year event. But talk to us, Troy, about inspire, uplift, and serve. And then we'll talk about how this ties into the Boys and Girls Club.
So first, let me tell you that I got to look this way because it'll choke me up again. And I'm going to pull Scott Lamb. Second, let me tell you that it really was Tommy's spark towards giving that power of abundance and being able to go, hold on, let me nurture this idea through and having that permission to think out loud. And so the idea of inspire, uplift, and serve, I was sharing with Tommy, comes from my kid sis. And over the years, everybody knows that my kid sister is profoundly deaf. She's developmentally delayed. We are a product of adversity. We are a product. My mother is a 3-time recovering drug addict. It's very public. Dateline had talked about our story on Dateline. And I was telling Tommy that listen, all these things really come from my kid sis. My kid sis has just inspired me to move forward from the time that she said, I want to get my driver's license. I want to do this. I want to do this. And everybody that would look at the obvious would go, she can't. She'll never do this. She'll never do this. She'll never have a full-time job. As a matter of fact, you need to check her into a home. And she'd go, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And she'd get excited about failure. So we'd go take the driver's test and she'd fail. And she goes, awesome. How many more times do I have to fail before I get it? And I'm like, I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to quit. And she today has her driver's license. She today successfully drives. Now it took us 7 years 7 years and 12 times every year taking the test. And every time going, and she'd go, great, there's the next time. And I'm ready to quit, right? So I was sharing with Tommy, it's really that inspire, uplift, and serve kind of DNA and that attitude. And how do you find that person or that category that inspires you? And the power of the language and the sequence of the words goes from if you're inspired to do something, to see the invisible so you can accomplish the impossible, well, then you can uplift others to change the world around you. Again, we struggle with it. So anyways, that's to bring those words to power is
was a huge gift that my buddy gave me. And I remember when they asked me about it, they're like, hey, what about these words? And Matty Rabe.
So it's, I'm going to take over because you're going to start making us all cry here. But so we're in a meeting and we're thinking about this event of how to tell these stories. And Troy's like, well, I don't know if I want you to use that. It's so personal to me. You said
I did say.
You said,
well,
hey,
Matt came up with it.
Matty Rabe says, let's use Inspire, Uplift, and Serve. That's the theme of the whole awards thing. And the thought is that people that inspire, people that uplift, and people that serve different categories, and we can highlight them. And
I was taken back. I want to make sure I tell you this personally, because I haven't talked to you about it. But it wasn't that I didn't want him to use it. It was like, man, I don't know. Because
it's personal, man.
Because it's personal. And I wanted to represent the brand properly.
Yes.
The brand needed to be represented, and I didn't want to take it lightly, which you didn't. And you said, no, we're going all the way. We're going off the top ropes with this. Then fast forward to today. So Tommy, then he's like a dog on a bone. Like he gets on this and, you know, I call him Tommy Gunn because the guy can just pull a trigger quick. Like he just pulled a trigger quick. And so by the time we walked out of that meeting to the next week, it's turned into a full event, into a full cause. And then this morning, fast forward to this morning, walk in, we have a board meeting. I got it. And he found the missing purposeful link, which was you.
So then let's talk about the magic. So we take Troy's inspiration, Inspire, Uplift, and Serve. And then I thought, we've got to find a nonprofit that we marry this cause to. Because the whole idea of the event, we're going to raise some money and we're going to give it to something that matters to us. And Colleen comes in and we sit down in a room and literally within minutes of meeting with you, she said, I've got it. We desperately need to figure out a way that teenagers, in your words, I'm going to paraphrase here a little bit, is we do really well with our young kids. Mm-hmm. But just like all kids, they hit that teenage years and they, you know, they just start, you know, making a little money or, you know, finding jobs or finding their way or paths or different groups they're hanging with. And we lose a lot of them. And you said, is there, if there's any way we could inspire them into a career, into a trade, somehow make that connection that there, here's the next thing for you. And just like that, it happened. Within minutes, we said, that's it. It marries our passion. It's something that we can inspire, uplift, and serve. And then think about the stories that are going to come out of these kids over the years where we take some kid that might be at risk. And we talked today in our board meeting. I think Bill Whitaker at our board meeting said, well, what does that mean? What do you think? Mm-hmm. In fact, here's Bill Whitaker, former CEO of Simplot, at our board meeting today that says, if you had to guess how many kids in high school are at risk, what's the number? Is it 50%? Is it 60%? How many kids are at risk of not finding a pathway to a career? And I think it stopped all of us in our tracks at the board meeting because we thought, dang, it's probably at least that of kids that are looking for ways to find their way. And that's all we're trying to do. So anyway, Colleen, I'm going to let you finish here. But we sit down and within minutes come up with Teens to Trades.
Dude, it was a brilliant name too.
Teens to Trades. So we've got our new logo. We got our new thing. and then you said, if I can just fund this position, there's already some community connections we can do. So we are in the meeting, like within minutes, we write phase one, phase two, phase three on the board. Phase one is we hire a position for the Boys and Girls Club with this donation.
Yeah.
And that person is the connector. I met with Bert Glandon the next day, right? CWI.
Yeah.
There's got to be ways to connect current programs in the community to the Boys and Girls Club and get these at-risk youths plugged into trades. And then the next phase we said is let's make the connections, and then let's develop programs. Mm-hmm. And then the third phase is it would be nice to have a center here, right? Have some connection where you actually brought people in.
I love big dreams.
So tell us
people that can make them happen, right?
But I want to go back real quick because him and I get so passionate about it. But I heard you say something where it was him. It was you and him and me. Because the combination of the chemistry of those cause-driven people that are willing to come together and not ideate, but tactically implement. That's what it's about. And that, so it was everyone in the room.
Yeah.
It was everyone that wasn't in the room.
Yeah. And it was magical today. That board meeting.
Awesome. It was. Every time I walk out of this place, I just, I'm floating on a cloud. It's like, man, I'm seeing a vision of the future that I never dreamed possible for our kids. And just thank you, putting the
Let's talk
together.
A little bit about what happened today. So we have Mayor Tammy, right? Yeah. And that woman oozes authenticity.
Oh yeah,
she does. She is so cause driven. Her heart is so pure. She loves people so much that she'll be the chairman of our board. And she was fantastic today. I mean, just laying it out there. And then we have all these CEOs and community leaders on the board, people from trades. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we set up our nonprofit today and we're going to have these events. We're going to raise money, but it's all going to go back to this Teens for Trades, mm-hmm. Teens to Trades program that we'll do with you. I'm excited to see where this thing goes.
I am too.
Really excited because the energy was unbelievable today.
What will you do with the funds and what will you give to the Teens to Trade organization? How is that going to help influence, motivate, and direct those that have no direction?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the most important piece of what we're doing is expanding our teens' knowledge of what is available so that they can envision themselves in that position. So whether it's bringing folks in to talk about their careers,
don't you think that's just a huge part of it?
It is. It's being able to take something and really see yourself in that. And so, you know, I really envision not only them coming in, but our teens going out into the community and setting up some job shadowing opportunities for the kids, making those connections so that they can see themselves. Because once they can see themselves doing, you know, something, it plants the seed and then you create the pathways for it, you know, and some of them are going to, the trades are going to be a great option because not all of our kids, you know, are looking at, you know, the typical 4-year come out with it.
Right.
And something that they can be immediately employable and mm-hmm. have a livable wage. I think that's most important. It's amazing how many kids that come out of college with degrees that they're not even employed in that field because, you know, so anyway, it's great being able to give kids a pathway to a real solid future, but making those community connections. And I think that if there's one thing that really inspires me about this is the people in the room can make those connections. The guys there today.
Yeah. Wasn't it great? Yes. I loved today's meeting because we were a lot of us were talking theory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wouldn't it be nice? And then we had mm-hmm. two folks there. So we had, you know, Pancho Romero from
Advanced. Brandon. We didn't know his name was Brandon.
So a good friend of mine who owns Advanced Heating and Cooling, 140 employees, does all of our HVAC work. And this guy is legit, right? Mm-hmm. But we're sitting and talking about theory and he just kind of stopped us and he said, you guys don't get it. Here's reality, right?
Yeah.
So that's the point is we get those kind of people in the room to show these kids the way forward, the pathway forward mm-hmm. and make connections. Now, not every kid's going to say, hey, HVAC is my thing, but it might be welding. Mm-hmm. It might be an MA or a CNA in medicine. It might be, I mean, I'll tell you a quick story because I think, do we have time for a quick story? When I was on the campaign trail, and I cannot wait, Colleen, one of these days when you get to meet this guy.
Good man.
Ronnie Nilsson is one of the best human beings on the planet Earth. Here's a welder, started his own company. And he tells the story about how he was a journeyman welder inside these giant tanks and worked his way up to becoming the owner of a company that became an international company. Mm-hmm. But his point and his journey was, it's not about the money I make. It's not about the things I have. Mm-hmm. It's about how I give back. And he looked around himself and he just one day said, we're missing it. Mm-hmm. These kids, these at-risk kids that are out there don't see a connection or a pathway to jobs. So on his own, he went out to all his friends up in North Idaho in the Coeur d'Alene area. And he says, listen, I'm starting my own trade school because I'm sick of waiting around for someone to do this. Yeah, you know, here's my friend that had a robotics company. Here's a framer. Here's a plumber. Here's a mechanic. Here's a painter. And he said, are you in or not? And then if you know Ron, when you meet him, when Ron says, are you in or not? The real question is, I'm in, Ron. Just tell me where to go, right?
What do I need to do?
He gets these people in and they commit. They write the curriculum. And he basically, over a few years, makes the connections in the community, mm-hmm. makes it community. The community investment was huge because instead of him telling the trades what they needed to do, he's like, you need kids? What would you want them to learn? Come be part of this. And there was so much community commitment. And they opened K-Tech up in North Idaho. You walk the hallways of this place and it's just unbelievable. It's exactly what you need.
He worked it backwards to your point, the end in mind.
That's right.
And so if I write an equation, 2 + 2 equals, everybody goes 4. If I write 3 + 3, everybody goes 6. But if I write equals 6 mm-hmm. or equals 4, people go, which one do you want me to use? whatever it takes to get there.
That's right.
That's what I want you to use. And that's what Teens to Trade, which you guys have so brilliantly come up with. And for the viewers, I get so excited about this. I want you to think about this. There's this umbrella out there called Inspire Excellence. And that umbrella is going to take this funnel of at-risk teens and funnel them through education, information, and awareness and visibility to access to information, access to employment, access to knowledge, access to mentorship through your vision spawned by this collective that is willing to tactically implement.
I've got to say something you said today too, because that was brilliant in how you just described what we're going to do. But then I thought your point when you methodically went through your motto for a living, which is inspire, uplift, and serve. Think about these kids. We're going to inspire them.
That's right. And then
we're going to uplift them. And then your point today that I didn't ever get. I guess sometimes I'm a little slow, Troy. I mean, it is. But then it's them that are going to serve.
Serve. Yes. That's reciprocal.
Yeah. Yes. And I guess I've always seen that verb, serve. And I thought, well, I'm going to uplift. I'm going to inspire. I'm going to unlift. I'm going to serve. And that's
no.
It's we're going to inspire these kids. We're going to uplift them. And then they will serve. Yeah. I got it.
Yes.
So it was an incredible moment today. Well, Colleen, so the big event is coming up. So we're going to kind of co-sponsor this event on May 13th.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to the story. So I got to get to a couple of really important things because this is really exciting. But the event will be the Inspire Excellence event held at Jump at noon. Tables and tickets will be available. But here's the most important thing. KTVB. Kate Morris.
Kate Morris.
So here you've got KTVB, unbelievable. In fact, their own internal motto, I love what she said. That's kind of what we believe too, right? Yeah. So here's KTVB, going to be our media partner. So you'll see on KTVB coming up really soon here in 2 weeks. They're going to solicit nominations in three categories. Uplift.
Yeah.
Inspire, uplift and serve. And in each one of those categories, we're going to take all those nominations and then we're going to pick three.
Yep.
We're going to do a little video montage of each finalist, of the three finalists in each category. We're going to have them on our podcast.
Yep.
All nine of them. And then the day of the event, we're going to select one winner from each category. Can't wait. It's going to be amazing. All of the money that we earn and collect and is donated that day will go back to the Boys and Girls Club, Teens to Trades program.
Wonderful.
Here's the next. It's amazing how quickly this has gone from conversation to reality. I mean, it's lightning fast. But what I love about it is you've already hired. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we're going to do with our money is fund the fellowship or position that Colleen's hired. So tell us about who you hired. Give us a little insight.
Because we're starting this from the ground up, we needed somebody who we know has, first of all, the relationship with the teens. So important.
Yes.
We hired Lindsay Blosser. And Lindsay she's been our teen director in Meridian, has done a lot of, work with Meridian Business Day, bringing in speakers and all that. Her real talent is being able to create a program. And so really she's going to be putting the legs onto this program. But what she's going to need help in is with the community connections. And so she's really looking forward to it. She's very driven, very, very motivated, and 10 years of developing relationships with kids at the club will be a good way to get this program started. So,
And I'm going to just point this out because I get so fast and furious with this stuff. First of all, every nonprofit out there is blessed with the ability to have a cause that's bigger than themselves. Mm-hmm. However, even those that don't believe in a nonprofit, that don't believe in giving back, without a network, you have no net worth. Mm-hmm. This is the network you want to be involved in. I'm going to tell everybody right now. I'm not a competitor, but I'm a competitor.
Yeah.
If you are not emailing, calling, or writing, you are missing out, because the Inspire Excellence nonprofit that is going to fuel the passionate fire that'll give direction, inspiration, and motivation to these teens to trade is what you want to be involved in. I mean, you just do. May 13th at Jump.
At Jump.
It's going to be huge.
The website is Inspire Okay. InspireExcellenceIdaho.org. There's already a website up and on there. As soon as you go to the website, it'll ask you if you want to nominate someone. All those nominations are due at the end of March. We're going to have a subcommittee of our new elected board go through all those nominations and come up with the three finalists. We're super excited. Well, this is going to be a journey.
It's an exciting journey.
And it's been, it's amazing in life when, call it what you want, but when magic happens, when ideas and authenticity come together, when paths cross, when we go, hey, this is something special, but it's going to be something special. We could never do it without you. And you know, the other thing I'll tell you is some of us, Troy and I, spend most of our days in business, the business world, which is great. And our last guest, what was his line on money?
Help me out with his line on money, which I love, which was last week. It's the best part of money.
Yes. Giving back is the best part of money. I never heard it said that way.
Yeah.
So I think for us, Colleen, my point is we do believe that the best part of money is giving back. The best part of what we do is giving back. I loved what he said. But for you, full time, you eat it, you sleep it, you drink it, you live it. You give back for your career, for your life, and God bless you for what you do.
Well, it's a blessing.
Your staff,
for me. Yeah.
The people that you walk through there and you see them, because that's a full-time gig. You're full-time making a difference, and our community is so blessed. We have a very giving community.
We do.
We have incredible nonprofits that do great work, but you're an inspiration to us every time we're around you.
Well,
so thank you what you do.
Definitely inspire me as well.
Here's what I'll end with, you guys. I will say that it takes that spark of an idea, but then it takes that community leadership to surround around the person that's in the trenches. And you inspire, you uplift, and you have served us from the trenches onto the tower. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, Inspire, Uplift, and Serve. May 13th is Inspire Excellence Award. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank Tommy. Another episode. Stick around for After Hours.
You've been listening to the Inspire Excellence Podcast. We invite you to find something that inspires you this week. Join us again for our next episode.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. This was fun.
So I'm already freaking out about it. Thank you very much. This is now our After Hours. We're just talking. I'm literally freaking out about this. So I think it's phenomenal. He sent out the email. I was like, hey, come a small, like we're just having a small meeting. Oh, again, you literally do nothing small. So I need to remind myself of this. When I called my wife right afterwards, I'm like, honey, it just blew my mind again. She goes, and so what's the odds of that happen? 100%. It's 100%. Of course, that's what Tommy does.
Well, you know what was cool is in a relatively short time, just making some calls and explaining that it's for the Boys and Girls Club in Port Partnership. Explaining that it is a need and asking the question when I asked our board members to join, I said, do you know of an organization currently in the Treasure Valley that is truly tackling this particular need? There's, you know, CWI is trying some things, the districts are trying things, but is there anyone laser focused in on this issue? There's not. So there's a need. And what I love about it is this will change lives almost like nothing else. Because we're talking about careers for people.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I was going to...
The future Poncho, of our community, too.
Poncho brought it up.
Poncho brought it up, didn't he?
Poncho brought it up. And Poncho said, if I could train them...
Yes.
Instead, so there's all these certification stuff. We should do the courses. I'm going to donate. I'm going to donate to Tavuti. Tavuti is an online learning management system that's internationally known. But I want to donate that. And then we'll create that funnel
to help.
You've introduced me to ISU president.
Yeah.
I have a meeting come with him.
Kevin.
They have credentials on to be an EMT. They have credentials that they wrote through that system. Now CWI has credentials that they've written, but there's no way to access them. If we can get them on the Teens to Trade and put it on the Tavuti platform.
I love it. It's thinking, you know, who's doing a good job at this is BYU Idaho through their Pathways program.
Yes.
Is killing it because what they're saying is the days of bricks and mortar traditional.
The modality is gone. The old modality is gone.
We got to figure out a way to streamline education through online platforms.
Yes.
Let self-directed learning at paces that they go. And that's what you're talking about.
It is. So I wrote it out on my notes. I'm a note. I'm writing it down. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Teens to Trade, the Pinnacle Path. to success. So, because it's really the pinnacle path. You have courses that we have Pancho. He's going to just record a course. You're going to have you record a leadership course, have senior record a course on how to pour construction management.
Yeah.
Those courses, then you cope those. Create once, publish everywhere.
Yeah.
You cope them. So you create them and you put them on. Now, because through the state of Idaho, you have to get this certified. And we're already certified through the state of Idaho. Our learning management system is certified through the state of Idaho. Those credentials live. How do you reach rural Idaho? Because it's a great state of Ada. How do you reach rural Idaho? That's how.
Yeah.
And it's through this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
That's how you do it. And now you've given them.
And I thought Bill brought that up well.
In the, Bill did a great job.
Did a great job of saying, hey, we're talking about kids here, which there's already tremendous need.
Yeah.
But you get right outside of this little bubble and you get into rural Idaho, it's every kid is at risk in rural Idaho.
Think about when he said they shut down plants.
Yes.
You kill motivation because that's the only thing
they've been trained on.
Yeah. If you can train them that the Rubik's cubes can actually turn, I was sharing this with you earlier. If you look at a Rubik's cube, I always thought it was a block, just so you know. As a child, as an at-risk kid, I thought, this is the block that's been given to me. And that's it. Once somebody showed me, oh, I can turn this and I can create different combinations in my own life, you become an architect of your own destiny and you paint your own picture through mentorship like BVA, through leadership for you running it on the ground and through wisdom from the Bill Whitakers of the world and from the real world trench diggers like Pancho that have come out. Those are the stories you need.
One of the last things, one of the most impactful things today was Pancho got pretty emotional talking about, hey, I've got 140 employees. I know every single one of them by name. I know their spouses by name.
Yes.
I know their kids by name. And then did you see him say, nothing makes me prouder than when I take a kid who was lost, watch them through an apprenticeship, become a journeyman, and then show me their new truck, show me their home, show me the things that they're providing for their kids. And I'm like, that's it. That's the guy. That's the guy. So anyway, I'm excited.
Think about the gift you're giving us, by the way. And this is back to who's really serving who, because the best part of money is being able to give back. The best part of our knowledge is being able to share it.
Yeah.
It inspires. I know it inspires me. I know it inspires you. If we are able to go, I helped that kid.
Yeah.
I helped that. All of a sudden, and you can multiply that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's genius. I love it.
Well, I got gas. What I love is the power of, we all come from different
You know,
different backgrounds and different, but together, I mean, working together, it's like we got all the bases covered here. We just, you know.
Well, we could never do it without you.
You couldn't.
And the fact that you already sparked the idea and we're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Think of
I know, right?
All we had to do is stroll lighter fluid on it.
Yeah. That's awesome.